It has been a busy day for voters across the country and in Maryland, election judges, poll workers, and candidates.
As you know, voting is our most important right as Americans. And joining us now to talk about the importance of this election, not about the candidates themselves, but the importance of voting and efforts to make that happen, is Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Governor Moore, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on this day.
Great to talk to you. Good afternoon. Happy Election Day.
Yes, sir. Almost a million people in Maryland voting early means that we still have a few million more who could show up today to cast a ballot. Sounds like an obvious question. But, you know, from your standpoint, why is it so important for people to get out and vote? What do you say to the folks who believe maybe their vote doesn't actually count?
You know, I would say that there's a beauty in our democracy where every 2 or 4 or 6 years, depending on the race, we have a chance to make our voice heard. Where power is not passed on by a family and it's not passed on by the choice of the person who's sitting in the seat, it's passed on through the people. And we have a chance to decide who are going to be the ones sitting in these seats that are going to have a distinct impact, not just on our present, but on our future. And so we've been really encouraged by looking at the numbers that we've seen here in the state of Maryland and the smoothness of the process that's happened through the Board of Elections. And we're just really encouraging people to come out there and make your voices heard.
And Governor, you said you've been talking to the elections administrator. We've spoken with him as well. How confident are you in election integrity and security as people cast ballots today in our state?
I'm extremely confident. And this is something that the Board of Elections has been working on for months and preparing for. And I want to remind people that this is a Board of Elections that is run by someone who has served under Democratic and Republican governors. It's a Board of Elections that is made up of both Democrats and Republicans. And it have been incredibly thoughtful about ensuring that we are going to have a safe, and also a transparent and a secure election process. And so I feel very confident and very comfortable with the process that the Board of Elections has put together.
Now, D.C. Mayor Bowser talked a few days back about additional police and gearing up for any potential violence, riots, issues as a result of who might win the White House. What role will Maryland have in providing resources should something happen? We know a number of states have activated National Guard units. Have you ordered Maryland's National Guard to activate?
Well, this is another thing that we've been preparing for months, where I am telling the people of our state, not only will we have safe and secure elections in the state of Maryland, we will ensure that we have a safe and secure transfer of power, no matter who the winners are, and no matter who the and that means up and down the ballot. And so we are not just prepared for any scenario. We're also letting anyone and everyone know, anyone who wants to think that they want to use this a moment to cause mayhem or trouble, they need to understand that that I cannot stress to them enough, do not do it, because we are taking this very, very seriously.
Governor, before we let you go, we are an extremely divided country now. What message do you have for Marylanders as we move into the next phase of all of our lives?
I'd say that the number one thing that we've got to focus on, and this doesn't just mean for the president-elect, whoever the president-elect is, but it means for all of us, is we've got to heal. That there is there has been a remarkable rupturing that has taken place where we've allowed partisanship and misinformation to come in and really disturb the basic framework of our American psyche. And so I think it's incredibly important that in this time that we're dealing, in a time we're dealing with new threats and new challenges, the only way we're going to address them is if we come together. And so I want everybody to know, whether whether people are Democrats, Republicans, Independents, or frankly are completely dismissed themselves from the process, that we need everybody at the table. And we need to make sure that we are building a state and a country where we can see each other again. And when we do that, I think it's going to leave us in a better place.
Governor Moore, thank you so much for your time on this election day. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you all so much, and thanks for everything.
Very good. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, WTOP, does have a request for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, a Republican,